This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brecky Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Luke's gone all a bit silly because in the studio at the moment we have got the Queen of Techno of Australia.
It's
Havana Brown.
Old school.
Havana Brown is in the studio.
Hello.
Now, Luke's a bit of a massive fan of yours.
I'm all quiet and shy because you were actually the first female DJ that I'd ever seen when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's so cool to see... You know, to see a chick up there rocking it, playing great music, and in such a sort of a male-dominated industry, even as a kid, I thought that was amazing.
Oh,
I say
thank
kid.
You.
It was a while ago. It was when Pussycat Dolls came out.
Oh, 2 months ago? No.
Nice, I wish.
Yeah, Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, that was a little while ago now. That's about 4 years ago, I think, now.
I think it was even longer because it was I think it was when Gaga was supporting them, so it was when she just started.
Yeah. So probably 5 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a long time ago. Yeah, and that was great for me. Yeah.
Did you find it quite hard kind of breaking in as a woman in this industry?
I think I had to just work harder.
Yeah.
And I've Oh my gosh, I can't even talk this morning.
It's very early in the morning. I understand.
I had a late night last night. Okay. I think it was just about working hard and proving myself. I think it was really difficult for guys to understand in the industry that a female can do the job as well. And I think they were a bit scared by that.
Yeah.
So I think the hardest part of it was really just the guys accepting me, you know, or, you know, not being like they were quite cruel to me in the beginning. It was it was almost like girls, like,
Girls.
I mean, mean girls. Yeah. But other than that, I've had a great career. I can't really complain and things are going very well. So, yeah, it's just hard work. That's all you have to do.
What are some of the things that you had to do to be taken seriously? Like, did you have to stand up and go, no, I'm here? Like, deal with it? Like, what was it like?
Well, just not concentrate on them and concentrate on my own game and stay in my own lane and do what I do and do it proudly. And I think that is what separated me from them. Because I didn't do the things the same way that they did. I thought of it differently. I've been a girl in the crowd listening to the DJ and thinking, oh, do you have to do it like that? Like, you know, I just want to dance, you know. You don't have to do, like, all this fancy scratching all over everything. Sometimes you just want to hear the song.
And just want to look like you're having a good time.
And I know the type of music that girls want to hear. You know, sometimes guys probably wouldn't play Pussycat Dolls back in those days, but I would.
Yeah.
And the girls would be like, you know, and you know, wherever the girls are, the boys will be. We all know that. So I think it was really good for me that I was able to attract a lot of female fans and build up my fan base that way. Nationally.
Where did your name come from? Your stage name?
It's a breed of cat.
Havana Brown is a breed of cat.
Yes, it's a really rare breed of cat, which I guess in some ways I was a really rare breed of DJ at the time.
Clever.
Not no more. But at the time, it was really rare to see a female DJing. And I love cats. Well, I'm more of a dog person, but I appreciate the cat's personality because they're very independent. They're independent and they know exactly what they want and they know how to get it and they're just straight to the point. They love you 1 second and hate you the next. I like that sort of that personality for my career, not for, you know, in amongst my friends. just career situation. I like the idea of going for what I want with no fear.
Yeah, talking about inspirations besides cats, I heard you're a big Janet Jackson fan, is that correct?
Hell yes.
Oh, I love Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Of course, like, I grew up with her, and she always was really strong.
Yeah.
She had strong performances. I love a good performance where there's like lots of dancing and singing. So, yeah, she was definitely one of my inspirations.
And of course, you've toured with some amazing acts. We've mentioned the Pussycat Dolls, but Britney Spears, Rihanna, you know,
Chris Brown,
Enrique Iglesias. The list goes on and on. Have you got a
dirt?
Give us some dirt. Was there a funny moment on any of the tours? Or?
Oh yeah, many. Enrique is a prankster.
Oh really?
A complete prankster. He will, even in interviews, you won't even know that he's just joking the whole way through because he does it with a straight face. So he pranked me and my manager constantly.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I don't know how much I can say. He was really sweet too, and he invited me and my manager to join him on his private jet on the tour.
Wow.
And you know, one moment his manager goes, "Hey, this is a really cute picture of Enrique when he was a baby," and hands me his phone, and it's a baby with a big schlong.
No!
Like, a naked baby with a big schlong. And I'm like, ha, ha, and like, they're dead serious. Like, they're really great pranksters. There's no smile, nothing. It's like,
that's
real,
fabulous.
Like, legit. And I'm like, I don't know whether to laugh or am I meant to be like, oh, what the hell? It's like, it was like a full grown.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
like
about.
Someone's photoshopped.
I think
obviously photoshopped, but you know, and we were still getting to know them, and we didn't know how much of a prankster they were. So yeah, that was.
It's quite the introduction.
Yeah.
Currently joined in studio by triple platinum recording artist here in Australia, Havana Brown.
Hello.
So lovely to have you here. So
it's
lovely.
Good to be here.
So you basically made up a hell of a lot of my last year. I moved up to Brisbane and knew absolutely no one and discovered television for the first time pretty much. And I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was on.
Yes.
And I was so amazed by your composure being in the jungle. It just looked like you handled it so easily.
I was in my head a lot.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, no, in the sense that, you know, it's like, telling myself, reminding myself that certain emotions or, you know, things that I might be feeling are exaggerated because
of where you are.
Where I am, the situation where, you know, taken away, well, not taken away, well, we're not around, we haven't been kidnapped, but, you know, we're not with our family, we're not with our loved ones, friends, and, you know, we're actually in this situation where we're with people that 24/7 that maybe some of them we wouldn't ever spend even 5 minutes with. Really.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And you can't leave.
And so it was difficult. And my situation, I love food and I eat like a lot. People wouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
And like, so I struggled with that a lot.
So you didn't handle the 800 calories a day. That was like, no.
Well, I'm one that if I'm craving something, I'll just eat it. Or else I'll obsess over it. So, but over there, I obsessed over food so much.
Like having the creature comforts not being there.
Yeah.
What did you think was the hardest bit? I mean, obviously it was the whole thing was hard and good on you.
The whole thing was hard. Yeah. It's very much a mental game, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, constantly reminding yourself you're only here. It's only been 6 weeks. Oh, well, you know, let's say it's 3 weeks in. It's only been 3 weeks, and three weeks out of your life is really not that long.
Yeah.
What made you do it in the first place?
Oh, because I would never do something like that on my own.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go camping. I'm not a camper. And I just feel like when I'm older, I'm going to look back and go, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
I know how to make a fire, guys.
Yeah,
like, exactly. I'm really impressed with it.
You'll be great in the apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe that training will actually come in handy. All the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here contestants will all survive.
Yeah,
exactly. Everyone else dies.
It's like the thing I think I'd miss the most is my phone. It's like, how did you have withdrawals from
not the phone?
You were
no
right
that was the least of my concerns. I don't mind being away from my phone.
Oh,
I actually enjoy the peace of I enjoyed that. You're dealing with you know, also withdrawals, like just even sugar. We had no sugar.
Yeah, that would be hard. And coffee.
You know, if you like your wine a day, or even.
I like that she said a day. You're so my type of person. yes, wine a day.
Oh, please don't give me once a week. definitely not that girl. But, you know, and also salt and pepper, no flavors, no,
yeah.
you know,
right.
Nothing. All the little things. It's all really bland. So that was really hard. So the phone is actually one of the hardest, one of the least things that is, you know, your concern at that moment.
Do you reckon that from being on that show, has it just like increased your career exponentially? Has there really been a more interest in you because of it, because you're suddenly in the public spotlight?
Well, I think that with being a DJ and the type of music I released, it really appealed to a certain bracket of people from like maybe, you know, 15 to
30. Yeah.
You know, but now it just opened it up. I have little tiny kids coming up to me, to dads going, oh, we all watched you, the whole entire family watched you on the show. My daughters love you, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was really good to just open up my market a little bit.
Do you think that the cameras portrayed people as they were? Like, have you watched it back?
I think they portrayed them better than they were.
Oh. Wow. That's good. Sometimes you hear horror stories of those sorts of shows where they try and, like, make villains out of people and show them in their worst light, but that didn't happen.
They wouldn't do that on this show. I don't think, you know, they wouldn't get any celebrities next year after, would they?
That's actually very true. Yeah, because I was going, everyone seems so calm in the jungle.
No. I think certain people were, and certain people were cool. Yeah. Some people really didn't realise they were on TV.
Like who? Because I was going to say,
the first couple of weeks, you know, when you're going through withdrawals. Because that first week is actually the slowest. It feels like a month. First week, because you're not doing anything, you're not active, and you're starving and
just miserable.
Yeah. Do you forget the cameras are there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's why, you know, you see true personalities come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think, they were really nice to people. Nice. Yeah. They portrayed people. They didn't want to find the worst in people.
Yeah.
They were actually looking for the best in each person in there.
Oh, which is really awesome. Nice.
That's really good. Now, Havana Brown, your new single came out on Friday.
Yes.
Like Lightning. We want to talk about that with you, but we're going to play it first so everyone can hear it.
Yes.
So without further ado, the new track from Havana Brown,
Yay!
Like Lightning,
Woo!
Here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
Like lightning. Do you still like me? You still into me and you? I think you're kind of crazy. Maybe I'm a crazy too. Hit me like lightning, like a bullet from across the room. I know it's kind of frightening. I guess I really like you too. It's like every little thing you do makes me feel funny, like I'm back in school. I just want me and you. What's the point of laughing? Let you tell the truth. Light me up, light me up, light me up, like lightning. Light me up, light me up, light me up, like lightning. Light me up, light me up, light me up, like lightning. Light me up, light me up, light me up, like lightning. Like lightning. Like lightning. Like lightning. Boy, you gotta chase me. If you wanna hold these cards, nothing's gonna faze me. Come and show me who you really are. Could be rolling like
you're gonna return the feeling, cause baby, you know I give you the real thing. In my shock to your system. Nope, no one can replace my position.
It's like every little thing you do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I just want me and you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Currently joined in studio by the very talented and fabulous Savannah Brown.
And beautiful, Havana
of course.
Brown.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Of course.
I didn't feel that this morning. You feel a little haggard.
Really? You kind of bounce out of bed and you're all like made up and glam.
Well, oh, thank you.
You were at Slime Fest yesterday, was that right?
Yes, Nickelodeon Slime Fest.
Was it fun?
Yeah, so much fun. It was two shows. It was a big day, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty intense, but I enjoyed it.
Now, I want to talk about Like Lightning. We played it before. It's a new track. Yes. It's great. By the way.
Yeah,
love
really
it.
Good.
Really good.
I had on repeat all weekend, driving my partner absolutely mad. But now, Like Lightning was actually co-written by Kesha, is that right?
Yeah.
So now, for those who don't know, Kesha's currently in a bit of a legal battle at the moment and is unable to release her own music.
Yeah. So, isn't that great? No. I'm sorry. That just came up really bad. Oh my gosh. No.
No competition. Oh, no.
No, isn't that great that I get. Sorry, I just jumped in way too soon.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Isn't it great that I've been able to, you know, have the opportunity to release something that she's written?
Help her with her artistic expression.
Oh my goodness. That really came up
badly. Okay. So, what has that been like, you know, releasing a song that someone literally can't release themselves? How is that?
Well, you know, at first I didn't really see it like that. I just thought, what a great track. She's such a great writer, so creative, great performer. And then, you know, obviously over time I was like, oh, wow, like she's been probably being very creative, but can't release anything. And, I'm pretty happy to be able to release this track. I love the track on top of anything. And the fact that she's been able to, you know, get, you know, her creative, you know, words out there, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. She's just so good at coming up with amazing melodies, great lyrics that are catchy.
Super catchy riff. Mm. And now what's next for her? So Like Lightning, so can we expect like an album or an EP or something soon?
Definitely. I'm working on new music right now. I don't know when yet. It's still early days, but...
Because you're based in LA now. Yes. What's it like living in LA?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I live in West Hollywood, which is the best area.
Yeah.
I'm so close to everything. I enjoyed it a lot.
And you've still got your Aussie accent, which is good.
Yeah. I'm as Aussie as can be.
Yeah. They would love that there.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They do. I ain't losing that touch.
Do you miss anything about Australia, though?
Oh, absolutely. The culture.
Culture,
you know, I think we're very down to earth. We like to have fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously. And I think sometimes, you know, in other places they can take things just a little too seriously.
Yeah. And people approach celebrities here like they're normal people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Whereas and there at the end of the day, we're not like, you know, doing brain surgery. We're making people happy. We're trying to.
Exactly.
We're entertaining.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Brekkie Bears. It's been lovely having
you
here.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much really for having me.
And once again, Like Lightning, it is available now. So make sure you give it a download.
Get it. It's amazing.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.